These days, with all the accent on youth, anybody of my age starts to think, well, now, what will I do when I'm 30?
30? Around the neck, he's 30.
Why? That's enough. All right, William.
All right. Not got the facilities.
All right. I don't sneer at your fantasies. You go and boggle your gander. Anyway, now, the other day, I looked in the mirror and thought, Horn, face it, you're past your first flush.
Say that again.
Well, of course, it doesn't mean I won't flush again, but... I thought, well, why not do what a lot of other actors do and write a book? And I decided to take it to a publishing firm I'd heard about in Chelsea. Bona Books, it was called. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Hello. Thank you. Yes, we're Bona Books. We're just filling in as book publishers. Normally, if you'll forgive the expression, we're actors by trade.
Trade's been a bit rough lately, yeah, hasn't it? Had to take whatever we could get.
Take whatever we could get, ever you see. Get. We've done very well, haven't we? Here's our spring list.
Oh, yes.
Spring list.
Yes. Forthcoming naval.
It's a misprint. We had them done on the cheap,
yeah,
you see.
So I can see. Look, you're certainly going for lurid covers.
You've got to. And that's what sells books, isn't it?
Sells.
And then, of course, you've got your racy flyleaf. Jewel writes those, don't you, Jewel?
Yes,
you
I do.
Go on, show him your blurb. Show him it.
Very good.
Well, here's one I've just done.
Just
see?
Done this one?
Mm. Her colour was wrong, but men desired her. Proud, haughty, untamed, many possessed her, but none could break her restless spirit. Who was the man with the whip?
Good heavens, what book's that for?
Black Beauty.
Oh. Very lucky.
And then we're doing a companion book to Sammy Davis's Yes, I Can. It's by May Britt, and it's called I'll Say You Can.
Brilliant. Anyway, Miss Rawn.
Yes.
No, seriously. No. Listen, Mr. Horn, what brings you trolling in here, then?
Ah. Well, I've written a book that I thought you might be interested in. It's called The Life Cycle of the Water Vole.
Mmm. Don't strike me as being particularly racy offhand.
No,
still, maybe we can do something with it. Let's have a vada. Mmm. Oh, yeah. It's a bit dull, isn't it?
Well, not much happens to a water vole.
Well, you have to make it happen.
Oh.
Look at your description of the hero here. Look, a small, grey, furry creature.
Yes.
How's your reader going to identify with that? Never identify,
no,
you
never.
See. You want to make him big and butch.
Butch.
And be butch, you see. With the bulging biceps. All over, you see.
Yeah.
And the shirt all slashed open to the waist.
Slashed,
you see. An unruly lock of hair falling over the bronze forehead. You know, sort of thing.
And you don't call him the water vole.
No.
You've got to personalise. Give him a name like Rock or Tab or Dorian.
Mm.
Got to dramatise it, you see. Who was this water vole? Nobody knew where he'd come from, but nothing was ever the same after he'd been there.
Go on.
Women desired him.
Desired.
What a water vole?
You've got to have a bit of sex in it.
Cold.
Yeah, you want something like... of course, this is just off the top of my head.
Well, you take it off yours, not mine.
Dorian's hot muzzle pressed again her furry cheek. You're my kind of water vole, he murmured.
Yeah, yes, that's good. They tumbled back.
Back.
They tumbled back, panting on the riverbed.
Bed.
Have there been others?
Others.
Dorian murmured.
There was a field mouse once, she said. But it was never like this.
Never.
Yes. You see?
Yeah.
You got the idea then? What we want is 400 pages of passionate water voles slaking their animal desires. Of course, you'll have to change the title.
Well, what to?
Well, you could call it The Story of an 18th Century Water Slap, Vole Flanders.
Oh!